Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania Game Commission is assisting the Delaware Fish and Wildlife Natural Resources Police in the hunt for a bear seen roaming around Wilmington and along I-95. Pennsylvania Game Warden Jerry Check says they have transferred a non-lethal bear trap from their state vehicle to the Delaware Natural Resources vehicle.
We're going to use donuts, some anise oil, we'll give it some scent, maybe some chocolate.
Authorities say the animal was hit with a tranquilizer dart, but it appears to have brushed it off and kept moving. The man accused of shooting and killing a woman in her Montgomery County home last week had just been found not guilty of assaulting her in Maryland. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has the details.
57-year-old Jean Edwards was shot and killed in her home in Huntington Valley last month. Her ex-boyfriend William Torres is charged with her murder. The Monday before the shooting, Torres was in court in Cecil County, Maryland, on a second-degree assault charge involving Edwards. Officials in Cecil County say, according to the police report, on the night of the incident, Edwards told police she was trying to end the relationship and was going to catch a flight. But she told police Torres was trying to take her airline ticket. He was trying to pull the luggage out of her car, and he tore her dress as he was physically restraining her.
But in court, Edwards testified she was the one who started the physical confrontation, and Torres was found not guilty of assault. 1 week later, police say he bought a shotgun in Maryland, drove straight to Edwards' home, and shot her twice. After the recent rash of gun deaths involving children, anti-violence advocates joining forces with police, city council, and faith leaders to ask Philadelphians to search their homes for illegal guns.
This is a moral and spiritual issue.
Bilal Quayum runs the Father's Day Rally Committee, which helped launch the Home Gun Check campaign. Now, they're asking parents to search their children's rooms, the backyard, basement, and more for guns, and then asking them to turn them in, noting it's not a buyback.
We're not giving out gift certificates. We're asking parents and individuals in the city to take responsibility.
Officials say that folks can drop off guns at four safe locations across the city. No questions asked. Philadelphia City Council has amended its tax abatement phase down plan after Mayor Jim Kenney threatened to veto it. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports with the change, the new abatement plan would not take effect until next December 31st.
Mayor Kenney sent a letter to Council President Darrell Clark saying that if Council were to pass the bill reducing the tax abatement beginning in July, he would not sign it, a pocket veto that would prevent it from becoming law. Kenney said the July effective date could adversely affect developments in the works and cause a rush for building permits the city wasn't prepared to handle. Should he get the bill as is, he wrote, I look forward to working with the new council on this issue in 2020.
Clark responded that he understood Kenney's concerns and in the spirit of compromise, council would amend the bill. It's expected to get final council approval next week. The first round of testing drinking water samples in Pennsylvania for the toxic chemicals known as PFAS does not indicate widespread contamination. The Wolf administration says only one of 96 sites sampled tested above the federal health advisory level. The lone site was in Center County. Otherwise, officials say PFAS chemicals were not detected or showed concentrations well below what's considered a health risk. In addition to sampling, the Wolf administration is crafting a state drinking water limit, creating a cleanup plan, and marshaling millions of dollars to help improve water treatment in some Philadelphia suburbs with contamination. There's a change of leadership coming to Comcast. KYW's Justin Udo reports their longtime senior executive vice president is stepping down.
For the last 18 years, David Cohen has helped steer the Philadelphia-based company. But at the end of the year, he's leaving his many operational roles, according to a memo released Thursday morning. After 2020, he plans to reconnect with the company and serve as senior counselor to the CEO. He adds he's excited about the next chapter of his career and is looking forward to dedicating more of his time to civic and charitable activities that he's been involved with.
Cohen had been a staunch and outspoken Democrat. He's even hosted a fundraiser for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Three companies located along the Camden waterfront teamed together to help fill abundance by donating 20,000 cans of food to the needy. The Michaels organization and the law firm of Connor, Strong, and Buckaloo have been doing this for the last few years. This year, NFI Industries moved in with them on Cooper Street and joined the holiday effort. John O'Donnell is CEO of the Michaels organization.
We've been lifting lives in Camden for 20 years, so this is just natural. And then when you move in with our two really good partners and good friends, it creates a little more competition. So I think this is by far the best year we've all had.
Between them, they filled up a good portion of a tractor trailer with pallets of food. Phil Abundance will distribute it throughout the region, much of it going into the South Jersey Food Bank. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.